What it is, and what it is another episode of DB2 Bets, brought to you by BetStamp, where we use that BetStamp app to find the best odds available across all the different sports books in Ontario and abroad. What's going on? I am your co-host, Josh Elijah. These are our picks for Thursday, June the 2nd. It's been a great week. Just fantastic fucking weather up here. It's been a scorcher, 36 degrees Celsius. It's been fucking, Fahrenheit, that's what, like 98 degrees? That's ridiculous. Yeah, sticky. just absolutely ridiculous. No Michael here, though. No Michael here on this episode. He's out doing daddy things, getting ready for his baby. That's his excuse? I don't know. We got to hit up the courts yesterday. We were balling out, so maybe he was just a little bit embarrassed to show his face after that. So that potentially could be it, even though we are pretty evenly matched, if I do say so myself. But always couldn't do this without our producer, Jesse McKay, a.k.a. Man, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Man, very good. Very pumped to be doing this here with the old pal of the show. We had him on our original show, Down by Two, back in the early goings of the NFL season last year. So it's been a few months, but really excited to have Kev, a.k.a. Grill Guy, back on the show. Kev, my man, how you doing?
What's up, fellas? Glad to be back. Been a whirlwind of a few months.
It has been, hasn't it, man?
I mean, we're about to enter into the worst time of sports, at least for us.
I mean, just a lot of baseball, man. Just a lot of baseball, which is great. I love it. Love baseball. It's fantastic. But I mean,
you can bet on it. It's better when you can legally bet on it. Then it's like every game can be fun.
Absolutely. Oh man, it's always more fun when you got a little skin in the game, if you know what I mean. So it's great. Yeah, I mean, like, sure, we got golf coming up too. It's always fun to bet on golf and have a couple horses in that race as well. But yeah, baseball, we're going to the dog days of summer for sure. But man, yeah, like I mentioned, it's been a while since we've seen you. And like last time, I mean, you're one hell of a content creator. I think last time you had maybe about 30K followers, and then now you're up to like 130K, which has just been, dude, congrats, man. Like, you've been fucking killing it.
Thank you
all
so much.
Over socials, man. That right in of itself must have been crazy. It must have been a crazy last few months just building that up.
Yeah, it's been weird. Like, it's been fun. I think I've like kind of hit my stride in the sense that like I've realized what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas maybe before I was trying to do something. Maybe I think it's just like anything else. Like I was starting out, and you need reps. You need to get like good at something, and you need to like go back to the drawing board and realize when something doesn't work, why didn't it work? And then when something works, why did it work?
Yeah, and absolutely.
And so, yeah, I just kind of treated it like anything else and just tried to get good at it. And it's been crazy. I get like was at the deli the other day, and some guy like asked me for a picture. I'm like, this is
no way. That's incredible. Weird. Dude, you're doing something right when you're on Cameo too, man. Now you're on Cameo. It's fucking wild, dude.
You know what? I shouldn't even say this, but the Cameo thing is crazy. I had a guy, and this is not an exaggeration. I had a guy say, hey, this Cameo is for Rich. Rich is dying. He's on his deathbed in hospice, and I'd like to give him some joy. I'm like, dude, I don't want to do like what a weird thing to get somebody.
So heavy.
His dying wish is for...
I mean, I don't want to laugh, but it's like, I doubt this guy Rich wants to see my face being like, it's a grill hook. I was like, dude, I'm not going to do that, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I don't feel comfortable doing that. And I'm just what is this? Like,
yeah.
That's so intense.
It's just insane. That's,
I mean, on one hand, it's super sick that people, you know, like now to look to you for to be able to be even thought of that and want to be included in people's, like, you know, really like life defining moments. But on the other hand, I totally get where you're coming from.
Like, I'm glad, I'm like happy to be like I said when I started this, if my page could be like a place where people go get a laugh a day, then I feel like I'm doing something positive in the world, right? So I definitely feel you on that. Like, I feel so like blessed to even be thought of, and if you get a laugh, great. But you know, I'm not like, I'm a moron with a camera. Let's not lose sight of the fact that, like, I'm sitting in my kitchen.
Aren't we all, eh? Aren't we all?
Feeling myself breathing. Like,
yeah. I guess the only comparison that we can, I guess the comparison that we could make to that is if someone called in and be like, look, I'm down bad. This is like, this is my life savings here. I'm putting my mortgage on this. And I need you to make a pick for this final episode. Otherwise my life is destroyed.
You'd be like, thanks for thinking that I'm a good enough like person to like put that into. Like, I don't feel comfortable, bro.
I don't feel
like,
comfortable.
Have you seen my videos before? Like, come on.
I mean, we're only good for a laugh. That's really all it is. We're not here to make a couple bucks along the way, sure.
Exactly.
But man, dude, yeah, we'll definitely get into some bets here. But one quick question, because it's something we always love to chop it up about. And we just love talking about food. What's been on the menu lately? What'd you have for dinner tonight? Because like I'm really proud of this beer butt chicken that we ended up roasting up tonight. Beer butt chicken.
What is beer butt chicken? Like a
You take a beer can, shove it right up the hooter, and then you throw it on the Barbie for a bit. Some grilled vegetables, some rice. It was nice little
delicious.
No, fucking fantastic. So I'm looking for you, but I mean, hey, that's just a day in the life of the Elijah household here. What do you got going on over in your?
I'm doing a lot of stuff on the Traeger, on the smoker. I got like a Traeger, and man, that thing is just great. Everything on the Traeger is like better. I mean, the smoke flavor, like there are some times where you're like, you know what? I want this without the smoke flavor, but it's just like everything, it adds another layer of flavor to like everything. It's easy. It's like an oven. So you just like fucking throw it. Like you throw salmon. I did salmon on it the other night with a little, like, I basically mixed mayo. Let's see. It was mayo, breadcrumbs, lemon juice, and like seasoning, and spread it, and Parmesan, over the top of the salmon, threw it on the smoker, and it came out just incredible.
Oh,
and it's like healthy. Oh, I feel like you're eating salmon. I mean, a little mayo, but whatever.
The mayo, yeah. I mean, like, man, mayo is great to cook with. It is dangerous, but it is great to cook with, man. It really elevates things.
I've been doing a ton of Traeger stuff. Yeah, I guess that's really it. I got a Stoke pizza oven, which is pretty fun.
Yo.
But I'm like, I'm horrible at making dough. So like the dough I made just did not come out right.
Right. Yeah, no, we got one of those too, the ones that hook up to the barbecue or hook up to your propane, and then you get it going. Yeah, man, we got that for the cottage. And what we do, we just end up, we go to the bakery and we just get the dough that's already done.
It's just the right thing to do. It's a smart thing to do.
I mean, like, I love making my own dough, especially for pasta. I love making my own pasta, making my own noodles. That's something I've been really into. But dough, like pizza dough in and of itself, is like, that's a whole other level, man. It's very hard. It's easy to fuck up, man. So definitely a lot of respect.
Which I did. I definitely fucked it up. So,
Kev, I gotta ask you. Like, I know, like, you were more focused on like cooking videos and stuff in the beginning, and you've definitely transitioned and changed up what your content is. Like, do you miss doing that kind of stuff a lot, or like, do you still make videos for yourself or anything like that, or what?
I do like cooking videos on my stories. I never post.
Yeah,
them,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, That's what I've noticed for sure.
But I don't do the whole like TikTok style where you see every little thing I do and or like it's me in front, you know, it's like quick, just kind of like showing how I do something. Mm-hmm. Cooking, I love. Like I love cooking and I cook every one of my family's meals. And now that my son is like 10 months, he's like eating the things I cook. And so it's like, that's a whole nother fun layer of things to like,
yeah,
you know, cook for him kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still cooking, but I like, again, it's one of those things where it was like, I kind of looked at like the videos I was putting it up and I'm like, these just aren't that great. They're like, okay, they're okay. Like,
yeah.
But I would do a few skits or like, I don't know. I just felt like I started getting better with the skits. And I felt like that was kind of like my like forte and I moved towards that. So yeah, I miss the cooking thing a little bit, but like, I also know that that's not really what I'm like best at, you know?
Right. Well, you talk about finding your voice, which is really what it is. And that's really something that you've come into over, you know, even just from the last time that we got to sit down and chop it up is that, you know, definitely just finding your comedic voice. And that's something that like, I mean, man, like I still struggle to find that even when it comes to stand up, like it's constantly going to be a journey in that sense and finding out what your voice is and how, you know, what your style basically is and what you think is actually going to be the funniest, because it's not only about, you know, doing like, oh, what's getting the most likes and what's getting the most traction.
No, yeah.
Same sort of thing with what's getting the most laughs, because you do have to take that into account, but you also have to enjoy what you're doing and believe in it more than anything else. So
like you want to laugh. I'm sure you guys can relate. Like if I'm not laughing at it, then I probably shouldn't put it up.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Or so for you, for like stand up, which is a whole nother beast. It's like, if I don't giggle at this, I shouldn't say it.
Exactly. You know?
And
exactly.
But even within that, like there's some times where it's like, see my dog just going
on. Creeping in the background.
Like, what are you doing?
Hey, Pepper.
Just freaking out. It's storming here. It's like thunderstorming, so she gets scared.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I'll have like an idea, and I'd be curious to hear if you guys experience this where you have an idea and it's funny in your head. And then when I film it, or maybe when you perform it, or when you write it out or whatever your process is, it's just not funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what happened to this idea? Like this was so funny in my head and it's just not funny now.
I definitely get that in a couple ways. For me, it's just like I'll go and I'll try out a new joke at like an open mic or something and be like, for whatever reason, this didn't work, but it would probably work as a sketch, if you know what I mean. So might actually translate that. But then sometimes maybe something that I think is a good sketch idea, but like, let me try it out as a joke. It doesn't really translate. Now, what sets like what you do aside from like me is that I get the chance to go workshop that shit. I can go throw it at the wall 3, 5, 10 times and then be like, hey, it doesn't fucking work. And then I don't do it anymore. With you, you got your reel, you got your video, you got your TikTok that you got to put up, and it's just one shot. It's like it's either fight or flight. So
that's weird. Yeah. It's weird also because there's sometimes where things hit that I'm like, really? Like
it's surprising, right?
Yeah.
I definitely get that vibe with writing music too. You know, hear something in my head and I'm like, oh, it's so fire, and then I'll like play it on guitar or like try to map it out, and it's just like, yeah, this is total garbage. Like,
but Bird, like,
instantly trashed.
Yeah. Does this happen to you? Because I remember this movie with Jeff Daniels. I forget what it was called. The song was The Weary Kind. And I don't remember what the movie was called. It might have been called The Weary Kind. But Jeff Daniels is this. Not Jeff Daniels. Is it Jeff Daniels? Not the guy from Dumb and Dumber. The guy that was in The Big Lebowski. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah. He's a musician and he plays a song and someone's like, I feel like I heard that before. He's like, that's how you know it's a good one. Sometimes my jokes, I'm like, someone must have done this. Like if it's a good one, I think someone must have done this one before.
Right.
You get that way with your music where you're like, oh, this, I must be like copying this off somebody.
Oh,
someone
must
have written this before.
It's been done a million times.
Yeah. That's so weird how that happens.
Nothing's original anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's tough with stand up too, because there definitely is that sort of parallel thought pattern as well, where it's just like, you come up with this and someone's just like, oh yeah, by the way, someone else has a joke that's very similar to that. But it's like, well, no shit. I guess like if everyone's covering similar topics or whatever, that's why
eventually,
I like talking about real life experiences and things that have happened to me and things that I think are funny that have, you know, originally happened to me. So I share that on stage with a little bit of a twist, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, if I find it's funny, then hopefully everyone else does as well. So, I mean, that's just where you're at when it comes to that. So,
it's crazy. Well,
cheers to us and to creating shit and just trying to make people smile and laugh and enjoy good shit. So,
trying to keep it light with the high noons.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yeah. I mean, we're always keeping it light here with our Yup lights. So, always got to tip our hats to our boys over at Yup Beer for keeping us hydrated over here. But, again, this show brought to you, by our new partners and our pals over at BetStamp. So again, we use the BetStamp app to find the best odds available. And let's get into some of our bets here for Thursday, June 2nd. And it's interesting because we have a lot of our following is here in Canada and a lot in Ontario. So it's great to be able to have someone south of the border on the show here who is knowledgeable when it comes to sports and also likes to throw a couple bucks down on some games. So we're talking with a couple games. Honestly, we're just trying to squeeze everything we can out of the NHL and NBA right now before we even have to start thinking about placing wagers over in baseball, because we got a couple months to be doing nothing but that. It's going to be.
Learn much more about a team. In the base, like in baseball, like once August rolls around or July.
Yeah, like how deep are the Atlanta Braves bullpen there? I mean, those arms are looking pretty tired, but it's like, we had time to get to that. So these are our picks for Thursday, June the 2nd. We'll start right off with Puck, but before we do that, you're down in the States, and just give us a little bit of your gambling background. I mean, like, you like to place a couple bets. I understand that you use FanDuel as well. That's your sports of choice.
Yeah, I'm on FanDuel pretty exclusively. I'm not like a big gambler. I'm not not because of any like moral reason or anything. I just like, I don't like, when I know I'm going to sit down and watch a game, then I like to put a few bucks on it.
Exactly.
But I'm very, it's very like hit and miss when I know I'm going to be able to see a game, you know, with the baby or with the wife who wants to watch Bravo. It's like, fuck, you know, trying to squeeze in my game time. It's like, I like to do two things. I like to either, like, if I feel really good about who's going to win a game, even with points or money line either way, then I'll do like a larger bet on the outcome of the game. Mm-hmm. But what I have the most fun with are smaller bets on same game parlays. Like I really love same game parlays, especially when it comes to basketball, because I feel like you can pick out certain things that you're like, oh, this is a really good chance at happening at like really good odds. And so it's like three or four different things that you know, that have to happen, but they can happen. Like one last year hit, it was like $20 hit for like 300 and Luka in the playoffs. It was like the last leg Luka needed to score like 40. And I was like, Luka's going to go off for 40. And everything hit. And then Luka scored like 42, like a fourth quarter. I was like,
incredible. You know?
Oh, man. So satisfying. Yeah,
it is. I mean, you don't hit those often, but when you hit them, it's like fun, you know?
It feels good. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And then you're just like, see, I fucking know what I'm talking about. But you're like,
or like during the game, you know, like I like to experience the bet during the game. So like when it's a money line or, you know, you're betting on the outcome of the game, you don't, especially in basketball, it doesn't really matter until the fourth quarter. But if you have like Tyler Hero to make three threes, every time the guy shoots, you're like, get in the ball, let's go. It's like, so all game, you're like jacked up for like the things to hit, you know?
It's
a more fun way to like experience a game.
No, it's great. I mean, like I love like in game, like multi parlays in for one game, live betting as well, you know, right down to the fourth quarter. You talk about it's like, yeah, man, so much can happen. So much ground be covered in the fourth quarter. Lots of fun. We're gonna get into your picks, because you got a couple good ones that I really do like for the first game one of the NBA Finals. We're gonna quickly cover over our puck pick though when it comes to game two of the Edmonton Oilers and Colorado Avalanche. Kev, do you watch much hockey? Or do you really give a shit?
I mean, I watch playoff hockey, and you know, being in the Jersey area, it's big for the Rangers right now on their little run.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I've been watching them originally from Chicago. So I did watch a lot of the Blackhawks and, you know, in their little run in the 2010s.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, I can't say I'm like a huge hockey guy, but I'll tell you what, playoff hockey is one of the funnest things to watch. And live hockey is my favorite, probably my favorite sport to go to.
I mean, right. Like, tell me if I'm wrong, but it kind of seems like it's been a lot. There's a lot more hype around NHL playoffs this year than there is NBA playoffs, because like NBA playoffs straight up has been a little boring almost. We're just
the first two rounds were great. And since then it's been just blowout. One side, blowout, one side, blowout, one side.
Yep. You know? It's been tough. I mean, like, especially that Boston and Miami series. I just didn't
so bad.
I just didn't know where to put my finger on it. Like, it was tough, but I've definitely been having a lot of fun watching the NHL playoffs this year, and I've definitely been more hyped around it. Game two that we're talking here, Edmonton Oilers and Colorado Avalanche. I mean, fuck, what a game one that we had earlier this week. Final score, what was it, 8-6 for Colorado. The only thing, I mean, like, I don't feel comfortable taking either or, whether or not it's money line or puck line. So I think the way to go here is either the over under 7.5 goals. Bird, what are you thinking here? Are we on the same page when it comes to the over under?
Yeah, I think I would have to take the over just based on the last game. Like, wouldn't you?
It's just how do you not?
This whole series was like billed as total offense and like no goaltending or defense, right? So
yeah,
I feel like you got to bet that.
Always bet the over.
Yeah, you got to bet the over when it comes, unless it was
the Rangers and Hurricanes series. I bet the under every time.
You got to hammer the under on that series, because man, Shesterkin was standing on his head, and Rantanen was actually doing pretty well. Yeah, man, he's just nuts, and that's gonna be a fun series as well. I mean, Vasilevskiy against Shesterkin, like, man. You want to be looking at some unders when it comes to that.
It's crazy. Also, Shesterkin had like two games where they gave up 7 goals, right, in the last series.
Yeah,
in the Pittsburgh series.
Yeah, no, it's to give that up the entire series. Like, that's, man, that's incredible.
But he really did his thing. He really did his thing. You know, this past one. So
yeah,
man, it's been fun to hear. It's been fun to watch, because, you know, like the Rangers, even though the Islanders are here and the Islanders had a good run last year. Or was it 2 years ago or last year? I think it was last year.
Yeah, last year.
Rangers just dominate. They're like the Yankees over the Mets. It's just,
of course,
all the talk is about the Rangers.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I mean, they're probably the Devils as well. If when they're playing well, I mean, when they're making the playoffs, it's probably pretty electric down there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the bars are going nuts. So it's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you have to go with the over on this. We see it at +110 on the score bet. They have the best odds when it comes to that. We shopped around for a couple of lines. Looks like +110 is going to be the best on score bet, over 7.5 goals. I think when it comes to this game, especially when you just look at that last Battle of Alberta and you look at those 5 games, I think only game 3 had 5 goals total. Everything else was over 7 goals for every other game in that series. And that's Edmonton putting up a shit ton of goals. So it's I think it's safe to say, you know, high offense versus high offense, we're going to have to go with the over on that. So I think lock and load it on the Oilers and Avalanche, over 7.5 goals, +110 on the score bet. And that's about all the hockey coverage we're going to have, because we're going to jump into game one of the NBA Finals. And let me tell you, I'm stoked for this Finals. These are two self-built teams. They didn't buy these parts like they've developed within. It's crazy to see what the Boston Celtics have done with those draft picks that they got from the Nets, with that brutal trade that went down years ago, and how they've been able to turn that into their squad today.
They have they have 14 draft picks between the two teams that are playing, which is a lot. That's a lot of draft picks on teams. That's half of each team is a draft pick, which is, you know, you get 2 a year. That's a lot.
It's nuts, man. It is. Wow. And as much as I fucking hate Boston, it's going to be a fun series to watch between these two. And just to see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get their shot at it. And a lot of people counted them out earlier on throughout the season, saying that, you know, time to blow it up, got to trade away Tatum or Brown. And the next thing you know, they turn it around and have a huge midseason comeback. Yeah. So it's crazy to see them do that.
The thing that scares me about it is there's over 100 games worth of finals experience on the Warriors bench, and there is
zero big old goose head for Boston, and, like, and a rookie coach too.
A rookie coach. And I'll tell you what, clutch time numbers are horrible for the Celtics. And all you have to look at is game seven. They tried to give that away in a silver platter.
They almost did.
The only way you're going to beat, like, you're not going to beat the Warriors by 15 points. You're not going to do it. So you're going to have to win close games, and their record for winning close games scares me. So, you know, I love, this is an unpopular opinion because the Celtics are a great team and they've been great to watch. They could lose this series in five games. I genuinely think they could.
They could.
Yeah, I'm on board with you. I actually placed a futures bet for Warriors in five. So,
well, just to kick it off before we kick it over to your picks there, Grill Guy, we're gonna just take a look, take a peek, give the spread a little sniff here when it comes to Golden State. They're favored by 3.5 points. Do you like them at -3.5? We got them at -109 on Cool Bet. That's probably, it's got a slight edge on that sports book. We've been known to like this sports book, so we tend to dabble when it comes to Cool Bet. But Golden State -3.5 points. What do you think on that?
Yeah.
Do you think that's safe for game one?
Yeah, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You think the team had a week off. Maybe they come out rusty. But, you know, the truth is the Celtics are not the healthiest team right now. And them having, like, not a week off, I think is going to hurt them too. So,
yeah.
I mean, they're pros in Golden State too. They're pros. So it's like I don't see them having an issue with having a week off and coming back and handling business. So, yeah, I mean, I got the Warriors taking game one.
Yeah. And so, especially just to play, like, to come and play there on the big stage for the first time in the Warriors' house, like, it's, dude, that's going, like, to be tough, man. It's going to be bananas.
It's going to be absolutely rocking. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, the weapons they have, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, you have the best shooter of all time.
Yep.
You have arguably somebody who could have been up in the top five worth of, you know, shooting all time if they didn't get hurt. Draymond, a guy who can run the point, like, run
point really forward.
One through five. Yep. Yeah, like, one of the best players in the NBA. And then you have Andrew Wiggins, who is a number one draft pick, who has come full circle and has been, like, the player that they need them to be.
Yeah.
Mind you, you're not done there. You then have Jordan Poole.
Who? Jordan absolute Poole.
Freak, who is arguably the second best scorer on that team. He may be the second best scorer on that team.
It's incredible, man.
So it's like, I have friends that are like, well, who's going to match up on Tatum? It's like, who can put anybody on Tatum?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Because guess what? You'll shut everybody else down.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Tatum's going to get his when he wants to, but it's really about, like, shutting the Smarts, shutting the Horfords, shutting the Pritchards down, and you're going to be fine. So I don't see them. I don't see the Celtics winning this game.
No, I mean, it's especially for game one. I can see him coming back and maybe taking or covering the spread even on game two.
Yeah.
But for game one, I think it's pretty safe to say. We don't use the L word here. We don't say lock. I think it's a wise decision to go with Golden State for the first game here. -3.5. That's not a lot of points. I mean, like, that's very, very doable.
I thought it'd be a six squad. To be honest, I thought game one would be at like five and a half.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And then so we find it on -3.5 on again. That's on Cool Bet. And again, what we do here, as all the listeners know, is that we line shop. We go around to the BetStamp app and we find the best odds that are available. And Cool Bet has those highlighted at -109. Nice. So that's where we're going to be. Putting our bucks down, but very, very interested to hear your end of your picks here when it comes to this game, because you got a couple player props, which we're going to eventually be getting into. We actually got the chance to run a beta version, got a little sneak peek of what's to come on the BetStamp app, where they have a new prop builder or player prop analysis tool, where it can actually show you the same sort of things, highlight the best sports books or the best odds on these player props across all the different sports books. So it's in beta right now. We got a sneak peek, but we'll be able to share some of our insights on that. But Grill Guy, let us know. You got a couple players picked out here for some over-unders. Why don't you break them down for us and let us know what you think?
Yeah, my it's funny because my odds just went up on my end, but my first one is Jordan Poole to score over 20 points.
Speaking of which, yeah.
Yeah, so what are the odds you said you have on yours? You have a different one?
Yeah, so I'm sure that when it comes to FanDuel, like, it'll give you different options because it gives you, you said you have plus 210 for Jordan Poole to score over 20 points, if that's correct.
Right, it just went up to plus 260, which is crazy. But anyway, yeah. I think the reason why I think that's a good bet with the odds, it's a great price, is because the game plan has to be to shut down Steph and to shut down Draymond and do your best with Wiggins. So I think those three are going to be the first three people that game planning is going to be like really focused
on. What about Klay though?
What about Klay and what about Jordan Poole? Because they're all just as important. And like, no one is going to be surprised by Jordan Poole. Everyone knows, like, Ime knows how important Jordan Poole is. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to pick your poison. You want to put Steph down first. You want to make sure he's not getting easy buckets. And they're going to focus, you know, like Cleveland did when they played them in those years, like, focus really hard on switching on Steph, you know, getting physical with him, making sure he's not getting easy buckets. And so I think it's really going to open the floor up for Jordan Poole. And I have a feeling he's going to go off for a good amount of points. And 20 points in an NBA game is not crazy.
No, it's not.
So with those odds, I'd love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially with those odds, that's a great return. Plus 260 now. If you are listening south of the border, that's on FanDuel, plus 260 at over 20 points for Jordan Poole. With the beta version that we're looking at here and across different sports books, the best odds that we were able to find here are actually just what the Vegas odds have him to score. So 20 points is boosted. That's giving you boosted payout for scoring over 20 points. What we see over here is they have him slated at 15.5 points. So we're going to take Jordan Poole over 15.5 points.
Sure.
At minus 105 on Betway. So that's a bit of a safer option. That's the one that we're going to go with, and that's what's available over here. And again, need to do is go check out betstamp.app/Ontario and use promo code DB2. And then you're able to get all the different sports books that are available in this province. And all you have to do is just use that promo code, and then it'll be able to give you all the access for sign up bonuses available throughout whatever sports book you choose to open up. But this one would be Betway if you're looking for the best odds, minus 105 for Jordan Poole to score over 15 points.
Great bet.
Oh yeah. And if you're outside of Ontario, say for instance, you know, you live down the street from Girl Guy here, and you want to be able to go and take advantage of the different sports books that are available in your region, all you have to do is download the BetStamp app, which is available on the App Store or in Google Play Store as well, and go down to your account and enter referral code DB2, and then that will link you with all the different sports books that are available in your region for you to be able to take advantage of those best odds and those sign up bonuses available throughout all different sports books. So that's what you got to do. So yeah, I mean, all, like, I definitely think that 20 points is attainable for Jordan Poole to be able to smash. I feel a bit more safer about 15, so we're gonna take 15.5 points at minus 105 on Betway.
Yeah, I love that. The other one I had is this one's
interesting.
Yeah, I have Jaylen Brown over 6.5 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I just think, again,
talk to me.
Yeah, he's a guy, like, if you look at the numbers, that's a great, like, around where he sits. But I just think with them playing small ball, with, you know, almost having like five guys under 6'8" on the Warrior side, it's going to open up a lot of opportunities for especially guards to get rebounds and kind of fly in from the outside. So Jaylen Brown, with the motor he has, I could see him definitely going off for at least 7 rebounds. So kind of a weird bet, but you know, Jaylen Brown is a guy who you find everywhere on the court. And while the Warriors defensively are great and really pride themselves on rebounding, I think that's going to be a great opportunity for him to get out there, you know, and get some rebounds on some guys like Steph and Klay and, you know, some of the smaller guys that'll be out there on him.
So he's been hitting that 6 rebound mark, even in the last series and throughout the playoffs. Is that something that he's been? I personally haven't actually seen.
I haven't even looked yet. To be honest. Okay, it's right like game to game, you know. Like yeah. with this stuff, it's all crapshoots, and so you just gotta think. Like, I mean, there's nobody on the Warriors that like will swallow. Like Bam Adebayo is like a tough rebounder. Like he gets in there and he's tough to get rebounds on. Mm-hmm. And while like Draymond is good and they have
Kayvon Looney
who's like good down there, it's like a lot of times they're gonna have small ball out there and they're playing almost like five guards. I mean, if you consider, you know, the perimeter that Draymond plays on, Draymond will be at the five sometimes. So I think it's just gonna open up. You're gonna have matchups where you're gonna be able to fly in, and Jaylen Brown just has a motor on him. He's a guy that really gets after it. And so I see him getting those rebounds.
Nice. Yeah. No, so I definitely agree with that.
Josh, I'm seeing 4 out of the 7 games against Miami, he had over 6 rebounds.
Nice. So I love that. That's great.
4 out of 7. That's great odds.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I definitely like that.
Yeah. I'm feeling that too.
You're absolutely right when it comes to, if you look at a lineup of Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins at the 4, and then Draymond at the 5, that definitely leaves a lot of opportunity for Jaylen Brown to gobble up some rebounds there.
It's kind of, you got Grant Williams out there, and you got guys that are really going to get the focus on the defensive boards. They're going to get the focus.
Yeah.
That's going to open up opportunities for guards like him to fly in there and get some rebounds. So
my only thing that I'm worried about is that Williams just cleans the glass. And then again, back to your other point, is who knows if everyone's going to be absolutely healthy. Yep. So this might open up more opportunities for Jaylen Brown to chase those rebounds. So I definitely like it. I think we're going to roll with it. I definitely like that play. Jaylen Brown, he's a tenacious player as well. So I definitely see him to be able to contribute that. And I like playing that number two, because, you know, everyone always looks like chases after Jason Tatum point total or even rebounds or what have you. So I like playing this and putting a little bit of money on the number two option. So that's great. Oh yeah, absolutely. So that about does it. We're going to wrap it up here with our closing segment. You already know what it is. Ding, ding, ding. It is the pick and roll, brought to you by DB2Bets and BetStamp. And we're going to kick it off with our puck game. Game two. We're going with the over on the Oilers and Avalanche, over 7.5 goals at +110 on the score bet. We're also going to take Golden State to take game one by 3.5 points at -109 on Cool Bet. And then Kev, a.k.a. Grill Guy, got a couple of player totals here that he's going to be playing. He's got Jordan Poole over 15.5 points at -105 on Betway. If you're FanDueling, though, you have the option for over 20 points at +260 now. That is available on FanDuel. We also have Jaylen Brown over 6.5 rebounds, -115. You can catch that on Betway. And I believe FanDuel's bets or odds are actually at -112. So go ahead, place your bets in now. Get in, get them in advance, I guess, and make sure that you're line shopping as well and getting the most return for your bucks. And go right over to the BetStamp app and use referral code and downloading code DB2 to be able to access all the different sports books and get the best odds available. But one more time, Grill Guy, it was great sitting down with you again.
Great seeing you guys.
Couple bevvies. Hopefully get you back on here as well and chat more sports. We're definitely going to need some fillers in throughout the summer. A little bit of baseball. I know you're a Mets fan. I'm assuming you're a Mets fan because kept hammering that Pete Alonso. You wanted to hammer a Pete Alonso home run. It was fun. there it is. Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm actually a Cubs fan. I'm from Chicago.
I'm a big Cubs fan.
I love sports radio and I listen to sports radio. I'm in the New York area. So it's like, to be honest, to be truthful, I probably know more about the Yankees and the Mets just from how much sports radio I listen to.
Right.
Than even like the Cubs. So I won't say I'm like a fan, but like I go to games. I go to a couple games each, you know, for each stadium each year. And I love going. It's great. It's a great filler. I love going to baseball games. So,
man. Yeah. No, it was just hilarious because we were talking about some of the bets. You're like, oh, yeah, no, I'll take a Pete Alonso home run. I'm like, no, that's for tonight. We're recording for like the next day. And you're like, can I do Pete Alonso again? Is he not playing tomorrow? Let me fucking hammer him every day of the week to see if he's going to hit a dinger. He's 7 days in a week? Yeah, seven dingers.
Lock it in.
Lock it in, baby. Thanks again for jumping on, Kev. Really appreciate you.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care.
All right, guys.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by BetStamp. Visit betstamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.
Come on, let's go to the Blue Hotel.
The podcast that goes everywhere the imagination dares. It's for the open-minded, the pleasure seeker. It's Jeff Woods with the new podcast about relationships and sexuality, theme-based with special guests, Blue Hotel Hotline, and every episode climaxes with an adult bedtime story. Get a room and listen in at the Blue Hotel. Begins Friday, September 23rd. I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.